Rural on the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has imposed a 60-square-mile quarantine in northern San Diego County after a citrus disease was found in two residential trees. The detection of citrus greening was made on a single property in Oceanside, and there is no indication it has spread to agricultural orchards. The disease isn't harmful to humans, but can have a devastating impact on agriculture. More than 6,000 cattle producers, industry partners, and stakeholders gathered last week in Nashville for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual convention, all in an effort to make sure beef stays at the center of the plate. According to AgWeb.com, demand has been the centerpiece for the industry, with significant growth in the past 2 years despite pandemic and inflation pressures. Consumer and wholesale beef demand are currently at 30-year highs, and economists say there are currently limited signs of that demand slowing down. The decline of actual milk prices and the decline of milk futures has not been unexpected. DairyHerd.com reports high feed prices as a result of strong demand and the lingering drought in some areas was anticipated to have an impact on the overall milk production, but that or the expectation of strong exports have yet to materialize. What has taken place is continued growth in milk production. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.